Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, is again, as we know, as you know, it's a Sunday, which is the resurrection of the Lord. We're remembering it's our resurrection too, because He had came to this earth. He came to this earth, the Creator of all the universe. He created the sun, the moon, and everything that you see, and He is a sustainer of everything. And He came, was born as a little baby from the Virgin Mary. And He was born for one reason, to show us how to live and to show His love for us. And what if we hear today's gospel? In today's gospel we hear how the Lord is walking in a city, of course, with lots of crowd, and then somebody comes over and says, "Master, please come to our house, because the one of the head of the synagogues, his daughter is dying, and please come and heal her." And the Lord had decided that He's going to go there. He started to go in that direction, and as He's going there, He's being thronged by other people, because everybody wanted to touch Him, because they knew that they would get healings and all kinds of benefits from it, because they saw His power. And one woman that was already of age, and she had squandered all her riches on the doctors to try to heal her. She was bleeding, and nobody could stop the bleeding, but she started to do that at the age of 12. And she had lost all her riches to the doctors, and she heard about the Lord, and she saw Him, and she said, "If I can only touch the hem of His clothes, I'll be healed." And she, with her faith, she came up from behind Him and touched His clothes, and they immediately got healed, my beloved. But the Lord, and of course, you can't keep nothing from the Lord. So immediately the Lord had felt it, that power came out of Him to heal somebody. And He said, "Who touched me?" And St. Peter said, "The Lord. Everybody is dragging you and touching you. How can you ask who touched you?" And He said, "Well, I know that somebody touched me, because I felt the power coming out from me to heal the person." And of course, she came up immediately and told everybody what she had done and how she approached Him, because she believed that if she would touch Him, she would be cured. And this is exactly what happened, and my beloved. And as that beautiful thing happened, all of a sudden comes a servant from the house and says to the Lord, "Lord, don't bother coming, because the maiden, actually 12-year-old girl, also she had died." But the Lord says, "Don't worry, just don't worry, she is just asleep." And He continued to go. As He's coming and approached the house, he hears the wailing, and everybody's crying and so on, mourning, because they know that she had died. And he had went together with St. Peter, St. John, and St. James, and they took the parents of the girl and went inside. But they were telling him that she is dead, and there's nothing can be done, and so on. And he chased everybody out and said, "Get out of here." And he had approached the little girl and said, "Get up." And she had, the soul had returned to her, and she has been resurrected, and she has gotten up. And then he takes her by the hand and gives it to the parents, says, "Feed her." And there was such a great joy over there. But the ending of today's gospel, you hear that he told them, "Don't say it to anybody." Why did he do that? What did he didn't want people to say about it? Because he showed us humility. He showed us he wasn't looking for fame for himself. He was only trying to do his Father's work, what he has said before, that he came here to do that. He came to prove, of course, that He is God Almighty, and that He loves the mankind, that He wants their salvation. That's the most important thing. And He didn't want any glory for Himself. He wanted us to learn humility. And my beloved, many lessons He gives us in that about the humility. You and me, we have to learn and study more of the scripture. St. John Chrysostom, for instance, says we cannot be saved unless we study the scripture. And look at yourself. Are you studying the scripture? Are you reading the gospel and epistles every day like we're supposed to? What is assigned by the church at least? And if you're not, please start to do that. And also then, don't try to interpret it yourself, but use the interpretation of the Holy Fathers as they have interpreted. Because then you'll be on the right track. My beloved, we have to learn one thing, that our God is God of love. Our God is God of love, and He wants us to love each other, and He wants us to take care of each other. He actually took upon Himself all my sins, and all your sins, and everybody's sins, from Adam's time all the way to the end of the world, just before evil come. He took everybody's sins upon Himself. And what does He want from that? He wants only for us to acknowledge His love and to love Him in return. You and me, if we have any children, and if we see the children stray away, you know how much you suffer and how much I suffer when we see that. And a priest, especially when he sees his parishioners walking away from the Lord and in the danger of losing the soul, how much is the priest suffers, my beloved. And you have to understand, and the Lord has, whatever I suffer as a priest, which I may have maybe dozens, a few dozens of parishioners that may be trickling away or more from my lifetime of more than 40 years of priesthood. But I know for sure that He had taken upon Himself the sins and the hurts of all mankind from the beginning of the creation of the earth until the end. And He suffered for everybody's sin, and He wants it because He wants everybody's salvation. He said that. He said He doesn't want anybody to be perishing. And it's wrong when somebody thinks that He doesn't have enough love, that He doesn't want the salvation. He wants everybody's salvation. But the condition of one is to have them to acknowledge Him, that He is their Savior, and He will be glad to save them. But it's the ones, the stubborn ones, that will not acknowledge Him as their own personal Savior, and they start to look for other so-called Saviors, and for the temporary things in the world, and so on. And they get taken and pulled away by the evil one, so that they'll be fooled and say they won't go actually for the real Savior. My beloved, the saints that today we have heard, and of course was a bishop over 80 years old, and a priest 70 years old, and a deacon also of age, and how they were persecuted, how they have came out and preached the truth. And it was in Persia where they believed in a false god as a sun. They considered sun and fire being gods, and they worshipped the sun and worshipped the fire, and they tried. The order from the emperor was that everybody is to bow down to the sun and worship the sun, and if they don't, that they would be killed. And so, when the especially the warlocks and all those who were the pagan priests, they were looking out for the leaders of the Christian people, and they caught and found the bishop and the priest Joseph and the deacon, and they brought him before the judge, and the judge had asked him, I said, "Do you want life or you want death? And if you want life, then bow down as the emperor does and everybody else to the sun and to the fire." And but if you don't do that, then you have death. And the bishops and the priests and the deacon, they answered it, well, we want to have simple. We want to go to our Lord, whom we love. And the bishop says, I'm already over 80 years, and how much time you can allow me to live? Because my time is running out. Anyway, and I'm never going to exchange the temporary few weeks or a few months or a few years for the eternal life. And you are going to be burning in that fire that you're worshipping right now, because it's all the devil is all doing that for you. All he's tricking you to go away from the Creator. I believe in God that created the sun and the fire and everything else that's around you. And I love him, and I want to be with him, and I have no intention to bow down to his creation. I'm only bowing down to the Creator himself. And that's what I urge you and beg you that you should do that, to avoid being then taken over by the trickery of the enemy. And of course they wouldn't listen to them, and they tortured them. But what kind of a big tortures they did? Well, you can all read that in the lives of the saints yourself. And my beloved, you have to realize that if the bishop was not 80, if he was only 20 or the 25 or 30, he would have said the same thing as all the martyrs and all the people that had suffered for the Lord, including the children that suffered, the virgin, the faith, hope and charity, with the mother Sophia, they were little children, or the Maccabees, their children, and all that. They were little children yet, but they did not want to have the life here to exchange for the eternal life. And this is what you and me have to realize. Our main thing has to be worrying about the eternal life, not about the temporary life. The temporary life is fleeting, no matter if it's going to be 100 years or 50 years or 120 years, which very few people ever reach that height. But it doesn't matter how many years you live on this earth. It's nothing but a fraction of a second compared to the eternal life. And of course, you and me have to want to be with the Lord, because we have to learn to love him. He has suffered for us so much. And when I just think about when I lose one son or one daughter out of my parish or my own family, how much it hurts. And I know only a little fraction of the pain that the Lord went for me and for all the ones that he loves, and he loves the whole world. He doesn't want anybody to perish, and he makes it very easy. As you remember, even at the last moment, being crucified by him for actually doing the crimes of murders and being robber and doing all kinds of terrible things, and he had taken him into the kingdom of heaven when he had just acknowledged him and said to his partner in crime that we shouldn't be saying anything against him. We deserve that kind of a death and punishment on the cross. But he has no sins. He didn't do anything. And then he approached him and said, please take me into the kingdom of heaven. He said, tonight, today, you will be in the kingdom of heaven. And this is what the Lord is willing to do with every one of us, no matter how we live, no matter what we did. But if we truly repent, but how do you know when is your last time will come? You don't. The Lord, through the scripture, tells us we should not think that we can plan to live for another 10 years or another 5 years and we can be changing. We don't know when the Lord will take us. We can slip on the road right now and fall down and hit our head, and that will be the end of us on this earth. Or we can be in an accident in a car or whatever, any place else. We never know when the Lord will take us. And so we have to be ready to come and meet our Maker. But to meet him with love and joy, because we love him, because we want to be with him. That's the big difference between those who love God and those who have no use for God, those who were tricked by the devil to think that God doesn't even exist. My beloved, you and me, we're Orthodox Christians, are trying to be. Let's try to love the Lord more and more as we live with every minute of our life. Let's adhere ourselves to the Lord and thank him for giving us that chance to be with him in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.